Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Hello everyone, my name is Marie, and yes we are. I hope you're ready. Today's topic is home.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Learn to Cook. Let's learn to cook. So Marie, what do you cook at home?
Well, I cook things like spaghetti, steak, and sometimes I will even bake some cookies.
Oh, that sounds great. I like to cook at home too. And friends, if you don't know how to cook, that's okay. We'll talk about it today. But first we have our Read It. Let's find out what's happening.
Ben can't cook, but he is going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week. Now he is reading a cookbook. Don't worry, Ben. Taylor can help. Ben can learn some kitchen vocabulary. A pot and a pan are different. Ben has a lot to learn. Linda and Ben can bake cookies. Don't forget your apron, Ben.
Thank you, Marie. So why are we talking about cooking today?
Well, because Ben is going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week. That's so exciting. I would love to go on Oscar's show and talk about cooking.
Well, cooking is a lot of fun, especially if you are good at it. Then you can also eat some delicious meals. But I don't think that our friend is very confident about his cooking skills.
But I do know a confident teacher. His name is Jack, and he will tell us our keywords for today.
Hi, Ben 要去上 Oscar 主厨的烹饪节目。主厨就是 chef， 这个 chef 的发音比较特别，它的 ch 发的是 sh 的音，念成。 Chef， 他要上烹饪节目却不会烹饪，所以 Taylor 就来帮忙咯。他先教 Ben 一些厨房常用的字，智慧就是 vocabulary。 She teaches him some kitchen vocabulary。 首先，他先教 pot 和 pan。 Pot 是生的汤锅，而 pan 是平底锅。Taylor shows him a pot and a pan。 Linda 教 Ben 烤饼干。 They bake some cookies. 动词 bake 就是烘烤。开始做之前要先系上围裙哦。Put on your apron first. 围裙就是 apron. 重音在第一音节 apron.
Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Taylor.
What are you reading?
I'm reading a cookbook.
Why?
I'm going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week.
Really? I love Chef Oscar.
But I have a problem.
What's that?
I can't cook.
Don't worry. I can help you.
Our friends are talking and it is morning.
How do you know that it is morning? Do you know what time it is?
Well, I know that it's morning because Taylor says, good morning. We only say that in the morning. So Ben is reading, but he is not reading a story or some novel.
No, he's not. He is reading a cookbook. This is a special kind of book. Cookbooks have recipes in them. Can you tell us what a recipe is?
Oh, sure, a recipe. This is a list of ingredients and it has instructions. I have a recipe right here. It is for spaghetti. It tells me what I need. I need a pot of boiling water. I need noodles and spaghetti sauce. Then the directions are to put the spaghetti in the boiling water. Then add the spaghetti sauce after pouring out the hot water.
Ooh, well that sounds like a delicious recipe. I might have to take that from you later on. Well, this show is going to be great. Ben can go on Chef Oscar's show.
But Ben has a problem.
Oh, really? What is it?
Well, I'll tell you after Jack tells us something else that is very important.
Ben 说, I'm going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week. 我下星期要上 Oscar 主持的烹饪节目了。请注意这个句子里的介系词 on。我要提醒你咯，讲到上电视，出现在电视节目里，别忘了介系词要用 on。比如说 ,She was on TV a lot, 她常常上电视。I saw you on TV yesterday, 我昨天在电视上看到你。或者 ,She was singing on the show, 她会在节目中唱歌。
Thanks, Jack. So we use on when we are talking about a TV show. On Let's Talk in English or on LTE TV, we learn a lot of things. Peter, you said that Ben has a problem. So what is his problem?
He can't cook, and he's going on a cooking show. This is a big problem.
Oh, yes, it is. So that is why he is reading a cookbook.But he can't just learn how to cook from a book. He needs some help.
I can help you.
No, Ben is the one who needs help, not me.
I can help you.
Oh, Peter, what are you talking about?
I can help you is today's
calendar phrase.
I can help you.
I can help you.
我可以帮你。
I want to bake cookies.
I can help you.
Or maybe I'll bake a cake.
I can help you.
Or maybe I'll bake a pie.
I can help you.
But you don't bake. How can you help me?
I'll help you eat what you bake.
Oh.
I can help you.
I can help you.
我可以帮你。
When someone needs help, try using today's calendar phrase. Well, this is great that Taylor can help Ben learn how to cook. I'm sure it will be a helpful lesson. Well, let's watch another helpful lesson right ahead. Here's conversation B.
What's my first lesson?
Let's learn some kitchen vocabulary.
Okay. I know one. This is a pot.
No, that is a pan.
What's the difference?
Pans are thin and they have long handles. Pots are big and they can hold soup.
Oh, really? I have a lot to learn.
So Ben is going on Chef Oscar's cooking show. Peter, what is a chef?
Well, we have two words for this. A person who cooks can either be a cook or a chef. A chef actually goes to school to learn how to cook. They make really good food.
Yes, they do.But Ben has a problem. He doesn't know how to cook. He was pretty worried. Now, we saw him with a cookbook in the Jungle Cafe.
Oh, don't worry. Taylor can help. She can teach Ben a few things.
Oh, well, that's great. So, what's Ben's first lesson? Well, actually, first, what is a lesson?
That's a good question.A lesson is a time when you learn something. Do you know that I used to take violin lessons? My lessons were every Monday night.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Well, I used to take dancing lessons. Well, Ben is having a cooking lesson right now. And first, he needs to learn about kitchen vocabulary.
Vocabulary. That is a big word.And it just means words for a topic or for something. Let's say our topic is home. What are some home vocabulary?
Oh, Oh, those would be words that have to do with the home, like living room, bathroom, bedroom, and kitchen.
Yes, and all of our friends are learning English vocabulary on the show. Those are our key words. So, speaking of kitchen, let's get back to this lesson Ben and Taylor are having.
They talk about pots and pans. So, what's the difference? That's easy. Well, actually, Peter, what is the difference?
Well, that's a good question you just used. Marie, let's go to Jack to explain this a little more. Hi, Jack.
一开始, Ben分不清楚 pot 和 pan 有什么不同, 所以他问 Taylor, what's the difference? 差别是什么? 这句话如果说得完整一点的话, 可以说, what's the difference between a pot and a pan? 这里的 between是介系词, between A and B, 表示在A与B之间, 所以, what's the difference between A and B? 就是问, A 和 B 之间有什么不同？这句话在生活中非常的实用，在学习语言的过程中总是会混淆，会有不清楚的地方，你可以用这个句型来问清楚。What's the difference between an ocean and a sea? What's the difference between a table and a desk? 或者 What's the difference between cookies and crackers?
Thank you very much, Jack. Now, this is a very useful question to use. You can learn a lot about things when you ask this question. So, what's the difference between dogs and cats?
Well, that's a great question to ask a friend. Friends, ask that and answer it during this short break. We'll be back. See you soon. Okay, Marie, so what is the difference between dogs and cats?
Well, there is a big difference, Peter. First off, they are two totally different animals. Cats are much cleaner than dogs, and they like to take very good care of themselves. Dogs, on the other hand, not so much.
Well, dogs are way more fun than cats. Friends, I hope you enjoyed that question, but right now let's go to Conversation C. We can watch it together.
Hi, Ben. Let's bake some cookies.
Okay. Thank you for teaching me.
You're welcome. Okay, do you have your apron?
Yes, it's right here.
Put it on and let's start.
What do we do first?
First, we read the recipe.
Okay.
Then, we prepare everything.
Ben is having another cooking lesson. First, Taylor teaches him some kitchen vocabulary. This word just means words that have to do with the kitchen.
Hey, Peter, I have an idea. Let's think of other kitchen vocabulary together right now.
Good idea. A refrigerator keeps your food cold and fresh.
Yes, it does. Okay, I have another one. A stove. A stove keeps your food hot. You cook food on a stove, and you put your pots and pans on a stove.
Great. Well, that was a nice review, but now it's time to bake.
Okay. Wait, bake? I thought we were learning about cooking.
We are, and baking is a kind of cooking. Baking is when you use the oven.
And Linda is teaching Ben how to bake cookies.
Ooh, cookies are delicious. They are very sweet. It's a great dessert. My favorite are chocolate chip cookies. Marie, do you bake cookies at home?
Yes, I do. I bake all different kinds of cookies. Chocolate chip cookies, sugar cookies, and cookies with sprinkles. They are very easy and always taste delicious.
Well, you'll have to give me some to try sometime. Linda asks Ben to get his apron. That way, his clothes will stay clean when they cook. She says, put it on and let's start. Here's Rebecca for more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. I am so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point, of course. Today, we are going to specifically focus on giving a command. For example, put it on and go outside. Or, put the bag down and open your book. Now, it's your turn to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So this grammar sentence is very helpful. This is how you tell someone to do something. Peter, make an example.
Okay, but I'll do even better. I'll put a phrase at the beginning to make it more polite. Please shut the front door.
That's a good one. I have one too. Please take the garbage and throw it out. Okay, friends, now it's your turn to make a sentence. Please. And please, let's review our words together. Let's review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword for today. Chef. Chef. The chef cooks delicious food.
Vocabulary. Vocabulary. Learn new vocabulary with our keywords.
Pan. Pan. I cooked the food in this pan.
Bake. Bake. I baked you a cake.
Apron. Apron. I put an apron on before I cook. All right, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to practice. And now we can take a look back at our lessons one more time.
Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Taylor.
What are you reading?
I'm reading a cookbook.
Why?
I'm going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week.
Really? I love Chef Oscar.
But I have a problem.
What's that?
I can't cook.
Don't worry. I can help you.
What's my first lesson?
Let's learn some kitchen vocabulary.
Okay. I know one. This is a pot.
No. That is a pan.
What's the difference?
Pans are thin, and they have long handles. Pots are big, and they can hold soup.
Oh, really? I have a lot to learn.
Hi, Ben. Let's bake some cookies.
Okay. Thank you for teaching me.
You're welcome. Okay, do you have your apron?
Yes, it's right here.
Put it on and let's start.
What do we do first?
First, we read the recipe.
Okay.
Then, we prepare everything.
Ginger, why are you wearing a chef's hat?
I'm going to bake cookies, Monkey Man.
Ginger, you're not a chef. You don't know how to bake cookies.
I can learn. I have a cookbook.
Oh, so what does the cookbook say?
Cookbook.
What does it say inside?
Oh, I don't know. The words inside are too hard.
Aha. You need to learn some kitchen vocabulary.
Ooh, like what words?
Words like bake and pot and pan.
Oh, I know pot. I know pan.
Oh, great. Can you tell me the difference?
Yeah. Spelling.
Spelling?
Pot is P-O-T and pan is P-A-N.
Great. Okay, let's make cookies.
Yeah!
All right, friends. Today is Monday. Let's practice answering a few questions together. Here's question number one. What is Ben doing next week? What is Ben doing next week?
You can find the answer in conversation A. He is going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week. Okay, here's question number two. Do you cook or bake? Why or why not? Do you cook or bake? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I cook or bake? Well, I know how to cook and I know how to bake and I enjoy cooking and baking, but I am pretty busy, so I don't have a lot of time to cook or bake. But when I do have time, I enjoy cooking a good and healthy and delicious meal and enjoying it at home. It's a lot nicer to eat at home than to go out and eat all the time.
Do I cook or bake? No, not really. I guess if I had a cookbook, I could learn how. I could buy the ingredients and then follow the directions. But it's easier just to go shopping and buy things to eat and buy cookies and other things that I would have to bake. So I don't really cook, I don't really bake, but I sure do eat.
Do I cook or bake? Yes, if I have the time, I like to cook and bake. I love to bake cakes. I love to bake bread. I love to bake all kinds of things. But baking takes a lot longer than cooking. I love to cook noodles. It only takes 10 minutes to make a good meal. But baking can sometimes take 30 minutes to an hour.
Does the monkey man cook or bake? Well, maybe the question should be, can the monkey man cook or bake? And the answer to that question is, yes, I can. Now, I didn't say I was good at it. I just said I can do it. Okay, if I'm going to cook, I'll probably bake something because I like to eat things that are baked, like bread and pie and pizza and cookies and cake and brownies and muffins and...
Friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.